This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders. I want to welcome you to another powerful and impactful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. And this is day number 8 in our 21-day prophetic gathering for Monday, January 8th, 2008. And with that being said, let's bring our hearts and our minds together and let's prepare ourselves to activate the success mind by taking a good, healing, deep breath in. We bring our heart, our minds present right here, right now, to this sacred moment, beloved. This is your moment of power. As we sit in this sacred moment this morning, we take that healing deep breath in. We turn our focus and our attention inward. And I want you to become so aware, so sensitive of this moment that we are in right here, right now. Truly, you must be aware, have a conscious awareness that this moment right here, this is your moment of power. And if you take the moment to just sit, and to just calm yourself and be still and tap in to that rich inner life of the kingdom of God within and allow the voice of the Holy Spirit to be activated, you will recognize that this is a powerful moment. This is a creative moment. This is a defining moment. And I decree and declare today that you will have the strength and the power to open up your mouth and begin to decree and to declare what your life is, the order that your life takes on, the clarity that your mind takes on, the physical health and wellness that your physical being takes on, the success and the abundance and the prosperity that your life begins to walk in and experience, that in this moment, your heart will be stirred, your spirit will be activated to know that you are the head only and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are a lender and not a borrower. I decree and declare that in this moment of divine power, this moment of creativity, that you will begin to shift your life into miracle status, that you would shift your life into favor status, that you would shift your life into the receiving mode so that you will allow all that God has already given, all that God has already released to come into manifestation. Take a good healing deep breath in and let's just allow those words to just transform your heart and to begin to recreate and regenerate new cells that says, I am prosperous. I am successful. And I like to say it like this. I am prosperity. I am success. I am abundance. Come on, wherever you are, if you can, open your mouth and begin to declare that. I am success. I am abundance. I am prosperity. I am wealth. I am health. I am wholeness. I am. God's anointed. And as he is above, so are we, right here, right now. And it is so. Well, beloved, good morning, great morning again. If you're just joining us, this is Ilona Sanders. Welcome to our Early Morning Empowerment virtual community. And this is Early Morning Empowerment day number 8. Yes, day number 8 for Monday, January 8th, 2018. Well, we have been just absolutely full. My spirit, man, is full. It is overflowing and it is charging. You know, statistically, they say by the second to third week in January, people have already forgotten about their New Year's resolution. People has already forgotten about their goals and their dreams, and many have already fallen into confusion and deep depression. But that is not going to be your story. That is not going to be your life. So at some point, I want to invite you to begin to make sure that each and every day you are aware of the story you're telling. I want you to write that down. Each and every day, I want you to be aware of the story that you are telling. We started laying groundwork last week and we picked it up yesterday in the global empowerment community. And we began to talk about the power to fuel vision. And we talked about this one key that you're going to need. And we're going to talk about this throughout the entire year. I want you to stay conscious and focused of this, that this one key must be activated in order for you to begin to realize the dreams that you know that you are here to live. And that is intimacy with God. And we're not talking about just having a quote-unquote prayer life, but we're talking about real intimacy, and we're going to help you to understand even more what it means to have real intimacy with God. So I want to back up and just touch on this again. There are some things that you're going to have to do every single day. Now, this is the real deal, beloved. I know that the way that many of you grew up in church and some of the religious beliefs that we had, they were really myths because there was really no truth to it. And a lot of what we believed is that something would just drop on us, this big boom would just happen, and this big wonderful thing would just happen, and it would happen every day of your life, and it would happen for every circumstance and every reason, and with no challenges. I remember in my teens, when I was like 14 years old, when I first came to Christ and started going to church regularly. And I remember the preacher saying things like, you know, if you take one step, God, it takes two steps, you know, and when you say yes to God, everything is going to be all right. You know, that's true on one level, but there's another reality that we live with. And there are some things that you're going to have to do every day simply because we are in this earth realm and because we live in a physical body and we possess a soul, which is the mind, the will, the emotion, the intellect. And we have an ego mind or a flesh nature. And that nature wars with the spiritual nature. But our purpose while we're here is to learn how to become empowered to the point where you're not having that struggle. And the reason you're not having that struggle is because there are some things you practice and you put into practice every single day. Now, that's the truth. And that is the real work, is to make sure that you are governing your heart and your mind every single day, that you are in control of what you are thinking, what you're feeling, what you're seeing, and how you interpret or perceive what you're seeing. That's your part. Because if you don't take control of your mindset, and if you don't quiet that chatterbox in your mind, it will tell you every kind of scenario for every kind of circumstance. And 99.9% of the time, what that chatterbox will tell you will be defeating, it will be negative, and it will be discouraging. Have you ever noticed that if you have an active imagination and there are times that you just let your mind just wander? I know everyone have had this experience. And if you have a real active imagination, you know, like I know I do, and so many of you probably do too, I can hear one word and immediately my mind will create a whole story. And I'll begin to see a whole scene in front of my mind about the story that my imagination is proceeding to make up based on just one word, just one little word, right? What I began to notice several years ago as I began to develop and pay attention to what I was thinking, I noticed that 99% of the time when that would happen, I was creating a very negative and catastrophic incident. And these are the things that you have to be aware of. Because what that says is that there's something else being vibrated on a deeper level that always want to develop some catastrophe or some scenario that's negative or that's perilous. And we have to pay attention to that. I'm so glad that, you know, over 20, 25 years ago, I began to pay attention to all the noise that was constantly going in my mind. And I remember the Holy Spirit speaking within me and said, it's time for your soul to take a rest. And that was my first inkling. That was way back in the early 90s, I believe. That was my first inkling of really hearing what was going on in my head. And I started paying attention that my mind, this chatterbox inside my mind, was talking all the time. And if you notice, have you ever noticed, and I'm going to get to our lesson today, but have you ever noticed that chatterbox in your mind will argue both sides of a conversation? It'll take the positive side, the negative side. But the thing to become aware is that that voice will talk all the time and tell you, your spirit man, your God self, rise up in authority and begin to take control over what goes on in your head. And over the years of practice and discipline and fasting and praying and intimacy with God, I've learned to quiet that mind all the way down till I barely hear anything going on in my head randomly. And so these are the things that you have to practice every day. This is the practical part of you walking out your salvation, right? This is the practical part. These are the things that you have to do every day, because what you think about and you attach emotion to what you're thinking about, you start producing that. So that brings me into what we laid a foundation for yesterday on intimacy with God and being able to prosper out of this intimacy with God, being able to manifest and produce the life you know that you are here to live out of this intimacy with God. And it takes a moment for us to really lay this foundation properly. Because when we talk about intimacy with God, sometimes when we have to deliver a word, sometimes we get lost in the familiarity of words. And because words are familiar to us and we've already ascribed a certain meaning to it, we think that we are there. But when we talk about intimacy with God, we're really talking about how to come into agreement with God. You see, it's not just enough to go into your prayer closet and to spend 30 minutes or 60 minutes or 90 minutes in that prayer closet. And I want you to really hear this. If you're not coming into agreement with divine laws, all the spiritual laws that God has put into this earth realm and into the atmosphere and into the stratosphere to govern his word, if we are not in alignment with that and in agreement with that, we have not yet come into intimacy with God. And I want you to write that down. Being in intimacy with God is being in agreement with God. So I want you to see what happens 99% of the time, how we were taught growing up, when we went into prayer, we were taught to go into prayer, and what we were doing was complaining and murmuring and being depressed and feeling sorry for ourselves and crying and bawling about a situation. I want to say again that when we talk about intimacy with God, we're not talking about a religious experience. We're not talking about a denominational thing. And we're not talking about the habit of just complaining. So as you start thinking about with a fresh slate, what it means to be intimate with God and how to come into this intimacy with God. And once you get this, beloved, and once you start understanding this, you're going to have a different result. You're going to start seeing answers to your prayers. You're going to start seeing miracles manifest very quickly. So when I teach, there's a course that I teach that is called the Technology of Prayer, right? And so we start looking at prayer in a way that we have not looked at it, because when I began to zero in and look at this and begin to pay attention several years ago, I remember one day, and you know, I grew up and you know, we got really deep in the 90s, you know, and in the early 2000s with you know, being in the presence of God and going behind the veil and all of that, and fasting, praying, consecration. And then one day, we went to early morning prayer, and we are known at New Life, we were praying people. And many years, we would have 5 a.m. prayer, all night prayer, in the middle of winter, getting up in the dark, getting up in the cold, going to 5 a.m. prayer, consecrating, all of that. And one day I heard the Holy Spirit say, if you're going to come in, don't bring the baggage with you. I'm like, don't bring the baggage. And I immediately got convicted in my heart, because I realized that what I was calling worship, what I was calling prayer, was nothing more than me bringing all my baggage, all my wants and all my cares, and moaning and complaining about it and crying about it. And that was not true worship, beloved. That's not true worship. Now, I know the Bible says to cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. And what that doesn't mean that we are in a perpetual state of crying and complaining about the same thing over and over again. Now, let me help you with something. The way that God created us and the way that we was designed. And when I started understanding this, and these are all the things that we can't get to talk about on a Sunday morning from a pulpit, because it takes constant and consistent, even one-on-one follow-up for us to be able to understand the way that God created us and the way that he designed us. I began to understand the reason why certain situations were prolonging in my life and why I was long suffering in certain situations. I did not realize that with all my crying and plaining, complaining and murmuring and moaning and groaning, that I was in agreement with what I was in agreement with what I was crying about. See, that's what my agreement was. My agreement was not in the spiritual laws. My agreement was not in the word that was already decreed and declared and spoken, but my agreement was on the situation and the circumstance. And I want you to write this down. Where is your agreement today? What are you aligning yourself with in your belief system? Even if there are situations and circumstances in your life that are threatening, that don't feel good, we cannot come into alignment with that. So when you talk on the phone about it and you quote unquote, ask your prayer partner what they think about it. And then you go to prayer and you pray about it. And then you feel bad about it. And you start crying about it. And then you complain about it. And anybody that you know that comes into your presence and they ask you how you're doing, and that's another opportunity for you to talk about it. Beloved, you are holding that situation in your life. You are anchoring it because you are in agreement with it. Right? And so when you're in agreement with that, it's going to manifest and it's going to stay in your life. So we have to understand that when we talk about intimacy with God, we're talking about being in agreement with God, being in agreement with divine law, with spiritual law that governs everything that we are walking out in this earth realm. So understand this. The way that God created us, he created us with a divine imagination. And our thoughts are powerful. But we have not yet learned how to harness those thoughts. So if you're still in a situation or a position where your mind just runs raggedy and it runs crazy and it's just running rampant all the time, and there's a lot of noise and chatter going on in your head, and your mind is still spewing out fearful things, intimidating things, insecure things, then you're not in agreement with God. You're not in agreement with spiritual law. And this is why we're not seeing the results. It's hitting and missing. And then we pray and we ask God, why is it taking so long? It's taking so long because we have not yet allowed what God has already released into our lives. Now that's your part. God has already done his part. That is why the writer records that Jesus the Christ said, it is finished. Meaning everything that Jesus the Christ came to do, to represent to us, to demonstrate for us how to live this supernatural life, how to live being one with God. He said, it's finished. We are back restored in our original place. And we have a dominion mandate. We should be in dominion. And so for many of us, now this is a hard truth to hear, but we have to put it out and then come back and pour some nice oil on it to heal it. But for years, many, many people in the churches that we grew up with in, excuse me, the churches we grew up in. And this is not an indictment against the church. Please understand me. Until you become divinely aware and awaken out of sleep, you won't realize it. But many of the churches that you all grew up in, that I grew up in, we were just getting an emotional fix every week. We just wanted to feel good for that week, but we still were not getting to the core issue of what was going on in our lives. And we stayed, you know, dancing and jumping and shouting and all of that and having a good time. But our lives were not changing that much. And so here we are on the other side. And particularly for all my baby boomers that are on the line, that's those of you that are 40 years old or older, you know, 50 and older. We're on the other side of something now. And when you look back and you realize how you may have lived your life, how your life may not have changed all that much over the years, all the years of salvation, when you start waking up, then you start seeing, wait a minute, you become aware. Wait a minute, we're supposed to be believers, but we're some of the most negative people you want to see. We're negative, we're petty, we're carnal, we're fleshly. What's going on? But we are so thankful that we are here now and that we are aware and we're being awakened, and your spirit man is coming into the ascendancy now. And when you come into awakening, when you start waking up, what you start realizing is, wait a minute, there's more to me than what I've experienced. You start to become aware of the fact that you are a spirit being. And this rich inner life of the kingdom of God that dwells within you is limitless, is boundless, is full of potential. So now we have to go back and we have to examine this. Okay, so we're saved, right? Y'all know the language from our denominations. You're saved, you're sanctified, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. But we have no understanding of what it means that the kingdom of God dwells in us, that God dwells within us. And there is no difference from the God in heaven than the God that dwells in us. You are not helpless, beloved. You are not a victim. You're not a pawn on a chessboard. But you are powerful. And so we are so thankful that we come into this realization now that we can have true intimacy with God. And write that down again, really big. Intimacy with God is agreement with God. Agreement with divine laws, with spiritual law. When you begin to come into alignment and agreement with divine law, you will start living a different reality. And so for many of us, we live our lives in a miserable state day by day because our life doesn't look like what we think it should look like. And we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. I often say this, and I want you to really get this. And I know many of you are already here. You know this. That there has to be more to living this life than a big house, several big cars in your driveway, and a designer wardrobe. There has to be more to what we call achievements in this life. So I said last week that you have to understand that what you are here for, what you are called for in this season, you are here to really change this planet and change the existence and the reality of what happens here for hundreds of years to come. That is your contribution now. But if we be honest, if we be really, really honest about it, many of us are consumed with daily living, with how you're going to pay your bills, how you're going to be able to take care of your family, you know, how you is your car going to be able to hold up this winter, right? And we're concerned and consumed with all of these things on a natural level, but you're here for more than that. You are here for more than that. And I want to leave you with this as we close today. As you are coming into this place of intimacy, real intimacy with God, yes, it will start with you going into prayer, going into stillness, going into that place of calm, balance, and rest, and then listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit within. Because you're going to begin to hear something that'll be very small, it'll be very faint in the beginning, but you'll start realizing, wait a minute, I know that I should be paying attention to this, but I've been afraid to for so many years, but this is not going away. Your ultimate purpose is not going away. There is no expiration date on your purpose. It is not going away. All right, so listen, beloved, all of these messages from Early Morning Empowerment, the best of 2015 and up to 18, the products that others pay for, you know, on the website, they're all in the Empowerment Center. And if you go there and enroll there, you can have access to all of this. You can download the messages. There are bonuses there, action sheets, tools that will help you stay on track day by day. And you go to ElonaSanders.com/EC for Empowerment Center. Now, I just want to say this. Those of you that were in Accelerate, 2015 and you have a username and a password, your name is already in the system, and once you register, you will just have to create a new password. All right, so go to ilonasanders.com/EC. It is a brand new membership site. It is exclusive private area. The global empowerment calls, there's a connection for you to connect to that as well. But if you want to get the replay, you want to download, you want to take this with you and have it for future reference, go to the Empowerment Center. All right, beloved, help me get the word out. Why don't you tweet this or put this in your Facebook comment today? A hashtag for early morning empowerment. Intimacy with God is agreement with God. And that is the word for today. Help us push this word out. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook, at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.